Yom Tov coming up, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. On Sukkot, there's a chiv, says the Pashur A. Says in Pashur A, V'samachta b'chagecho, they should be b'simcha on Sukkot. With the dinamar, and simen tovku chavtes, they have chiv bosav yayin for men, begodim for women, and a goyzim for kids. So that's for Sukkot. We know Shavuos. The Torah says also in Pashur Ei v'Simachto. We didn't know Pesach. Pesach does not say anything of being b'Simcha. So how do you know there's a chiyuv Simcha on Pesach? So Tosfos HaChagiga and Daf Ches says there's a hekesh from Shavuos. By the Pashur Shavuos it says there's a chachigi ever the Yisi v'Mitzrayim. We were in Eved in Mitzrayim. We were hekesh from Shavuos to Pesach. Just like the Simcha on Shavuos, we were doing the Simcha on Pesach. That's Toysu Shito. However, Roy Bishonim learned a different Malach. It says by Sukkot, V'samachtu v'chagecho ata v'incho v'techo, you should be happy, you, your sons, your daughters. It says b'chagecho. Why does the Torah say b'chagecho? Say v'samachtu ata v'incho v'techo. The word b'chagecho is extra. Come tell you anything that is a chag, there's a chi of simcha. Therefore, the Torah calls Sai Sukkot a chag, a chag a Sukkot, Sai Shavuos chag a tzeres, and Sai Pesach, the Torah in Re'e says chag a matzis. Therefore, the chiyuv is samachta v'chagecho on Pesach also. Therefore, the nafkamina will be l'chura Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah called a chag? If it's called a chag, the chag there will be a chiyuv of the samachta v'chagecho with all its halachas. So, in the Gemara Be'ah, in the Nafkamina Zayin, the Gemara says, "Mizaynoichel shel adam k'tuvim loy Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah." Person's mizaynus is set from Yom Adin, from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. Chutz, the four cases, mitzvos Shabbos, Hetzolos Yom Tov, Hetzolos Bonav Lo Talmud Torah, Hetzolos Rosh Chodesh. Four different things as a person's mezonos is everything a person's mezonos is set except four things. The Prima Godes symbol is Tishrei. Everything is set from Tishrei except for Tishrei. The Tov is Torah, the Shin is Shabbos, Yud is Yom Tov, and the Resh is Rosh Chodesh. All things are set from Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, how do we know? A pasuk that we say in Tehillim that's in the Yom every Thursday. Tikkun b'chodesh Shofar b'kesel Yom Chagenu. We blow the shofar on the chodesh by kesliyim chagenu. Is the chag shachodesh mischase boy? Have you imazer rosh chodesh? Which chag is the yontif covered by? That's Rosh Hashanah. Explains Rashi that all the yom tovim are now in the beginning of the month, either in the middle or in between the month. And if the only month that the levana is covered, the only yontif that's in the beginning of the month is Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the pasuk when it says tikkun b'chodesh shofar by kesliyim chagenu, this chag, what chag we're talking about? We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara goes on weiter, ki chok v'yisrael du mishpul ha-kei Yaakov. The chok, the mezoinis, is the mishpul ha-kei Yaakov. So you see, from Rosh Hashanah, a person's mezoinis is set from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. So, one thing we see in the pasuk is, again, is that the pasuk is saying, b'kes liyom chagenu. Which chag we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and the pasuk in Tehillim calls it a chag. The Torah, the pasuk in Tehillim is saying Rosh Hashanah is a chag. So one thing first, the little dachim, Moshe brings down, the bush brings down, that's the minute where I blow a shofar the whole month. Because the public starts off, tikkun b'chodesh shofar, the chodesh blow shofar, that's what we blow every day. Void, it's called a chag. Therefore, the chiyah cheshbon should be that Rosh Hashanah is a chiyah v'simachta b'chagecha, chiyah basav yayin, chiyah begodim, chiyah v'goyzim. Just like any other yontif, the chiyah basav yayin, who didn't should be in Rosh Hashanah, the same chiyah. There is a lavosh in the seven talk of pei, the taina is that this pasuk is only divrei kabbalah, and divrei kabbalah lo yalfinon, therefore batzim it's a smachta, you cannot learn out from it. However, there's machlokes ka'inim. If a person has a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah, or the osur to him to fast, he's a chiyuv to eat. The Kol boy brings down Rishonim and says it's a mitzvah to fast. However, the Rishonim, but all of them say there's a mitzvah to eat. And the Makoris are the big time Makoris for the Ran, the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Mordechai. They said from this pasuk, the pasuk says, the Yom Chageinu, Bakes the Yom Chageinu, Rosh Hashanah is a chag, and the chiyuv is a machta b'chagecho. So the Rishonim say clearly the chiyuv is a machta b'chagecho on Rosh Hashanah, and that's why it's also the fast of Rosh Hashanah. It says the Mechaber in Siman Tovkov Selek Zayin, Oichlim v'shoisim usmeichim, eat, drink, be happy, ve'ein mis'anim v'Rosh Hashanah. You cannot fast for Rosh Hashanah. Like the Rishonim, the whole that you cannot fast, why a chiyuv of being happy? It says the Mishabura, Wisdom Makar, what's the loimer? Afshuhu yom hadin, the kol mokoy mitzvah shel v'samachta b'chagecha shayach gam boy shugamu b'chachag k'ksiv tuku b'chodesh shofar b'kes liyom chagenu. Mishabura goes the Malach of Rav Yishayinu and Poiskim that Rosh Hashanah is mamash achiv of v'samachta b'chagecha. In the Shartian he says who is his makar of the Poiskim? Who's the Poiskim? The Goyin, the Bach, the Prim Gadim, the Aruch HaShulchan, Kav HaChaim, they all say the Chiv Mamash of V'Semachta B'Chagecha on Rosh Hashanah. On this year, when it comes out, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos and then Sunday. So much of Shabbos, do we say V'Toydienu or not? All Yom Tovim we say V'Toydienu, on Rosh Hashanah do we say V'Toydienu? So the Rav Yoh and the Avud Avram says, even though in V'Toydienu it says Chagigas Regel, and Rosh Hashanah is Lechag V'Regel, Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag, not a Regel, still we say it, because that's a set Nusuch. L'moshul, he says, by after Yom Tov, we say Be'en Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshish Me'amasa, even though it's not between Yom HaShvi'i and the other 6 days of the week. That's a set Nusuch. So when the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down this halacha and Tavkav Sadek Tes, that we do say V'Toydienu, and everyone does say V'Toydienu, he says, even though it's not called a regal, he doesn't say it's not called a chag. Regal is shitosa, because he holds Rosh Hashanah, Semach V'Geth, it is a chag, he says it's not called a regal. However, the problem is the Goyin. The Goyin in Tavkav Tzadik Zayin says, he have a chiv oichlum v'shmeichim on Rosh Hashanah, why? V'Semach V'Chagecha. Yet, V'Toydienu, he says, even though it's not a chag, it's not a regal, still we say it. Same Stephen the Kav HaChaim and others, they say the same lush, not a chag. Yet the two sifim earlier, they call it is a chag. So the Chur to answer, betim in every chag, the two in Yonim, the two halachas. One halacha was Semach V'Chagecha, and there's one halacha, the word Chagigas HaRegel means the carbon, the chag of the regel, the carbon of the regel, Sham Simcha. Chagiga of the regel, which means the carbon, the Sham Simcha. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah, else the Semach V'Chagecha, the chag, it is a chag of Simcha. Al carbon, carbon is only for the Oilu Golem. Oilu Golem is only Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. However, Avada is not a chag for the carbon. And therefore, as chagigas regal and toydienu, that's good kasha, le chag le regal. However, on as for Simcha v'Hagecha, Avada is a chiv Simcha, that's Psham the Goin, Bechura. So Bechura, again, one afkmina is Basir. Is a chiv Basir not, and Rosh Hashanah? So the Chur, as for Semach V'Chagecha, just like all of the Yom Tovim, Tovkav Chavtes, the minute the Olam is Machmer, and all every day on Sukkot they have Basar. The Chur, on Shavuos, the Chur, on Rosh Hashanah, the Chur, you should have Basar. I, even if you tell me that there are Cholkim, the Cholkim is Halacha, and there is, even a Magid Meshorim, the Magid Meshorim says, in Parshat Netzavim, that rather you don't eat Basar, you don't drink wine, and it says the Pasuk Nechemya, that the Mishbura brings down, L'chu ichlu mashmanim ushesum amtakim. Mishbura says that the Chemya told them in Paraches, they should go eat mashmanim, the fats, and go eat mamtakim, the sweets. Says the Magid Meshor is a Beis Yosef, he writes, what's mashmanim? It means shemen, or cholov, or butter, milk, or oil. But the Vat does not mean the Yibasar. That's in Shito. So L'chu, Aleph first of all is against the Pashas of Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in the Chulun Afei Gimel. The Mishnah says, Abba Prokham Hashanah, four times during the year, when you buy Basar, so the Halacha is, when you buy from a Sheikhet, an animal, the Sheikhet has to tell you if you sell the mother that day or the daughter that day. Because it is a Shechita, Oisiv Espanai, to do Shechita, sign the mother and sign the daughter. So on four times during the year, if you sell a behemoth to a person, you have to tell them if you sell the mother or the daughter. One's a four times, says the Mishnah. So one of them is before the last day of Sukkot, one's Erev Atzeres, one is before the first day of Pesach, one is Erev Hashanah. The Mishnah says clearly, Erev Hashanah, you sell a behemoth to a person, you have to tell him you sell the mother or the son, the mother or the daughter. So we see clearly in the Mishnah that you eat Basar on, Mamash eat Basar on Rosh Hashanah. So Lahu, the Magid Meshorim, Beis Yosef says, if you don't eat Basar, you only, if Mashmana means only, Cholov Lahu is Fakert for Mishnah. So Eli Shalomi in the Askoma, in the Magid Meshorim, he brings down from Chaim Volozhin that he says that Enichlami quotes this, what the Magid Meshorim Beis Yosef says in Tzavim, and says that that second he forgot the Mishnah. He forgot the Mishnah. Enichlami is against the Mishnah. And this the Mishnah says, Chiyubasa. The Magid says not that way. The Beis Yosef says not that way. It's a toys. It's a mistake. It's a chiddush because the problem is Magavam does bring down Halacha, the Be'er Heitiv also. However, fine, L'chur again, we have Sai Asma Semach V'Chagecha Yerechiv Di Basar, and Sai the Pashas of the Pasuk, L'chur Ichlu Mashmanim, means to eat Mamash Basar. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, who holds, like the Pashas, there is no Chiv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. He writes, clearly in Tavkuv Chavtes, there is no Chiv Semach V'Chagecha on Rosh Hashanah. However, he writes, Basar there is, why L'chur Ichlu Mashmanim? He says, the Vada Basar there is, Sai the Chiv Simcha not, the Vada is the Chiv Basar. Either the Chiv Basar Asma Semach V'Chagecha, or the Chiv Basar Asma Pashas Nechemel, L'chu ichlu mashmanim. Say also the Yavis, the Chachmazot, Matar Fraim, also the Chiyah Bosser, the Chutzpum, the Simach, the Bechagecha, also Possum, the Chemer, the Mishabur, the Exam, the Chu, Ichlu, Mashmanim, go eat fats. Fats mean Pashas Bosser, the Kar, meat. And that's one Achmino. Another Achmino, again, is the Chur to buy Mechem in the future, and again, everyone buys something for your wife, for the Yom Tovim. The Sukkah is based on Shavuos, you have to buy something. What about Rosh Hashanah? So Luchur, go to the Mishabur that says it's V'samachta V'chagecha, Luchur, you have to buy something for your wife. So I went to Baron David in Yeshiva, he's the head of the Chassanim, and I asked him, you have to buy something for your wife. So he told me, he personally went to Liashiv. He went to Liashiv and asked him the Shailah, you have to buy something for your wife? So Liashiv told him, no, you don't have to. Why? It's not a Chag, it's a Moed. Not Adkan L'shona, it's not a Chag, but it's a Moed. So, first of all, David said he doesn't understand. L'chud Mishavuot, that's Vaket. L'chud is arguing the Mishavuot. You can go like the Shulchan Aharav, or other parties can hold, is no Chiv Chag. But what does he mean? L'chud, what does he mean? The why not? What does it mean? It's not a Chag, but it's a Moed. So, Baron David, when he told me this, he told me, you should not be mefarshes in this halacha, that the Yashiv said, don't buy your wife something for Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because what better schus do you have to walk into Yom HaDin than making your wife happy? What better schus? Avadan, he says, he himself, he buys his wife something, and everyone should go buy the wife something. The sayas was to machmur yachi, you might have a chiv, but even if no chiv, what better schus do you aim at din to make your wife happy? Fine. But the maestro, what's pshan al-biyashiv? Who is very shver al-biyashiv? The maestro, it's not a chag, but it's a maid. So in Simon Tofresh, Samachas, the chur pshad in him is, in Simon Tofresh, Samachas, it says, by Shmini Atzeres, that what's the nusach in davening? The mechabah says, you say, yoyim shmini chag atzeres hazeh. You say the word chag by Shmini Atzeres. The Ma says, "She'ein oimim chag b'shmini." Why? The loy metzinim b'shum makom shnikur chag b'shmini atzeres. We did not say the word chag because we did not find any place that shmini atzeres is called a chag. Malacha is known from the nosach and davening, the mishmur paskins. The vada we do say the word chag. We do say it is a chag. But my, what pshat Rama? How can Rama say it's not a chag? We see common curious it is a chag. So Kiv Eger and Simon Tovar is amaches. He says, "Ayin v'dak in Hoshea per beis posuk gimel." Ayin Shom, that brings down going the Sadya going. The pasuk in Hoshea in Parak Bei says, "Vishbati kol mesayso chaga chadosha b'chol moedo." If you don't do tshuva chay yisol, and you end up doing a veris, I'll destroy all your simchas, all your happiness, which is your chag, your chadosha, and your moedo. Chadosha is Rosh Chodesh. But what's chaga? What's moedo? What's the difference between chag? What is moed? So brings down the redak from the Sadya going that a chag is the Gimel Golem, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What's Moedah? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, that's what Kiv Eger is telling you too. He's telling you over there that Shmini Atzeres and Echnami is not a chag, it's a Moedah. It's from Sadya going already. Look over there, the Malbim says the same thing, the Mitzvah Stovet says the same thing. Chag means Gimel Moedim, Gimel Golem, and Moed means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres. So L'chur, within Rosh Hashanah, L'chur, this is the Makor Mamash for Yashiv, that says it's not a Chag, but it's a Moed. It's a Pasuk in Hosea, it's a Sadya going. That what Chogah means, again, the Gimel Regolim, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot, Mash Enkein, the word Moed means Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres. I, the Meister, it says in Tehillim, the word of Bakesav Yom Chagenu, we say in the Yom every day, and we see Rosh Hashanah is a Chag, again, it's Rapur Shigemara, in the Beit after Zayin, Rosh Hashanah Havches, Daf Lamed Aleph, Moreh Sanhedrin, they all say Mepurish that Rosh Hashanah is a Chag. So Netziv and Shilta Ches Oisiyud, or Shilta Tezvav Oisiyud, he based himself on the Sugya in the Dorm Daf Memtes and Daf Nunhei, very strange. But he says that any time in Davening or in Ksuvim, any time that something's written is Loshem Neodom. Ksuvim is Loshem Neodom. Tefillah is Loshem Neodom. People we call Rosh Hashanah Chag, but it's not a Chag. Dovid HaMelech called it a chag, but it's not. And that's what he said, explained Pshat the Gemara Dom Daf Memtes. I the Gemara Malish Rakefim, I in Shom. I don't know. But he says anything that's said in Ksuvim is lost from the Adam, he can't bring a right from it. What? In a family, it could be from other Makaris, we have why it's a chag, from the Tanakh not. In Sukkah, they call it a chag. It's a chag with Neatzmoy, with Neatzmoy. There are other Makaris. So therefore, again, so what's Pshana has said with chag in the Tehillim? It's the Dafka Loshin B'nei Otam and Win Al Shmanei Otam. I'm sorry, and chag, when it says with Mach Magecha, Dafka Loshin Torah. He got it ends off and says, "Bizman hazeh, no one calls Rosh Hashanah chag. We don't say chag sameach. If we walk in the street, I think the Olam does say chag sameach. We do say it is Loshem Bizman hazeh." This marshal is the new morales that came out, the Hartman morales, the blue ones. So when it came out on Hanukkah, so the original print, he wrote on their cover, Chag HaChanukah. Chag HaChanukah. You can't get that now, this print. And he gave it to Chaim Kanievsky. And Chaim Kanievsky says, why do you say Chag HaChanukah? There's no makor for the word Chag by Hanukkah. So afterwards, he sold out that week, and then in Echad he sold it without the word Chag. But see, people do say the word Chag, even though it's not a Chag. Marshal Chanukah. No one will tell you Chanukah is a Chag. No one will tell you the Chiv is a Machim Gecha Ve'etzim, also Yom Tov. A lot of that's not true. So within Rosh Hashanah, it says in the Tziv, even though the Dov HaMelech calls it Chag, Avada is not Chag, it's only Loshem Neyodom. Inami, another Teres can say how Dov HaMelech called it, the Sadi going, the Goyt and the Sadi going, now saying in the Tziv, says, V'samachta V'gechla, that is something that's Mefurish B'kro. And this is not Mefurish B'kro, it's only in Tehillim. But Echshia, we have the Tziv, the Tziv writes also, he says, Das Kol HaPoyskim, that Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag. Kol HaPoyskim. Kol HaPoyskim Tzorachin, that's not true. Mishbu certainly argues, and Lav Neitzkim Shachnarach argue. But again, we have Sayyid Shalom, Sayyid Liashiv says Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag, Sayyid Shachnarach Rav, Sayyid Netziv, they all say clearly that Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag. So, Lechur, to answer, you can answer Lechur the problem over here. Mishbu Neitzkim Shachnarach, Pashin is learning that Rosh Hashanah is a Chag, and Neitzkim in Hosea is learning that Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag, they're calling it Davka Moed. So maybe we can answer and say, the Ikkar is like the Mishabru, and say it's not a stereo. Like I said before, and again, every Chag, there are two things. There's Chag of Kabbalahs, and there's Chag of the Shalmei Simcha, and there's a Chag of Simcha itself. There's the Shalmei Simcha, the Korban, and then the Simcha. So when it says in Hosea that there's an of Simcha, there's a Moed, and there's a Chag, so look at the Malbim very clearly explains, out of the Korban, there's only three times there are Kabbalahs. That's Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is not nichol in chag over there, because it's not a korban. Therefore, it's called a moyed. However, al v'samachta b'chagach, it can be called a chag. Therefore, it won't be a stero. Be'etzem, Rosh Hashanah is a chag. But what v'simcha, v'samachta b'chagach? It's not a chag for kaponis, therefore it's called moyed. Oh, very good kasha. So look in the Rina Sitzchok over there, yes, it's a kasha. The Ayin Shemai answers. It's a good kasha. All this is kasha, but look at the Malbim and others explain, they say very clearly that the Pesach and Hosea, we're talking about Kabbonis over there, we're not talking about Simcha. Als Kabbonis, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't have a korban, it's not called Chag Als Korban. But also, again, Rosh Hashanah is, but Als Simcha in Echnami, that's Pesach V'Gecha, that's Pesach in Kesli Yom Chagenu. Echshiel, Maisel, Alocha, again, with Chuv, we have Rashiv, the Tziv, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, all seem to say that there's no Chiv Chag. The Nochi v'samach v'chagecha on Rosh Hashanah again, but the Nisi Kem L'chu and Mishnebrua says is v'samach v'chagecha. L'chu, therefore, a person should have a chiv simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And Pashas, again, you should buy your wife something. There's a Rambam in Chanukah Parag Gimel. It says the reason why I don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah is lo yimei simcha yiseyo. It's not yimei simcha yiseyo. M'dayakim v'forshim. It is yimei simcha. The Rambam holds the vada Rosh Hashanah is simcha. Simcha yiseyo or not? That's Pshan, the Mechaba, when he says, after Oichlum B'Shoyis Mismeichim, eat, drink, and be happy, if Amos Anami don't fast, Emnon lo yeichlu kol savam, lamani lo yikolu roshem tiyar yes Hashem al paneim. Even though you eat and be happy, however, don't fill yourself up, don't bring yourself to Kalas Rosh, and you should have yes Hashem in front of you. There is Yimei Simcha. Yimei Simcha, again, whatever Tzimach V'Hagecha is. However, Simcha Yisera, that not. But Shtumach was a time that Simcha Yisera means different than Obots of Yain. I don't know why he says that. Of course, another way, again, the Pasuk says clearly, means Basar. But, again, there is Yimei Simcha, not Yimei Simcha Yisayuch. Again, we have two Nachmanis. One as Basar, L'chu Yadav Yibasar, Yidav Smach L'Gecho, as Basar Nechemio, L'chu Ichlu Mashmanim. Or you have a Chiv to buy the gun to your wife, either as Smach L'Gecho, or as the schos of walking to your Medin. Third Nachmanino. I like it married to Rosh Hashanah. Like it married. So all Yom Tovim can get married. Why? V'samachta b'chagecha, v'lay b'ishtecha. The Gemara says you get v'samachta in Yom Tov and not b'ishtecha. Can you get married on Rosh Hashanah? So the Tur Evan in Dan Ches in the Chagiga, he says it's a kasha. Why is it that a yibum, the Gemara says yibum cannot get a yavam cannot get married on Yom Tov? Why kavuchaymer from Shabbos? Kavuchaymer. In fact, the Tur Evan the Shagas Aryeh. Why? The Maisa v'samachta b'chagecha v'lay b'ishtecha. A yibum is a marriage. Marriage is l'chuyot osur. So he answers on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah there is no chiyuv simcha, and therefore you can't get married. That's the shita. So Aleph, first of all, is the kasha shakas. Ari himself is simcha kufbeis. He's the one. He brings kamarai. He says a chiyuv samachta b'gecha on Rosh Hashanah. He's the one. The shaitim brings down. He holds mamash real chiyuv. And kamachorim is a stira. No one has a terrace to this kasha. Who is stira shakas Ari? Void. the tshuvas goyim, the goyim mizrach chumayir and simpei aleph, the goyim already, they have a tshuva like it married to Rosh Hashanah, and they say clearly not. Why the simachim or gechel? There's a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So erech nami nochan afkamin, they cannot get married on Rosh Hashanah as the simachim or gechel. A fourth nafkamino is l'chura, is by a sudo. And a sudo, person washes, he eats, he benches. Let's say he forgot to say yalav yavoy. What do you do? He forgot to say yalav yavoy. So on all other yom tovim, if you forgot to say yalav yavoy, so since the chi of sudo on yom tovim, so sign of the night, sign during the day, you forgot yalav yavoy, you're chayz, you go back and you have to bench all over again. What about a Rosh Hashanah? So again, a Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned beforehand that machloikis is a mitzvah to fast or to eat. Mechava paskins that there's a mitzvah to eat, and you're not allowed to fast. Therefore, it says that Eliyahu and Simon Kuf Peches, since the mitzvah to eat was a matzav gechel, therefore, in a chanami, if you got Yalav Yovoi on Rosh Hashanah, you have to be choizer, you have to go back. If you got Yalav Yovoi, you have to say the whole thing over again, the whole benching. The Mogad Avram, he over there brings down, no, it's not true, because even though we've paskin that a person has a chiv to eat on Rosh Hashanah, however, the Ramah in Tovkov Tzalek Zayin, in the end, he says, true that you have a chiv to eat. However, let's say a person has a fast on Rosh Hashanah. Let's say he had a tannis chaloyim and he wants to fast. So he's not allowed to fast. But let's say he does. So the halacha is, usually on Shabbos, if you fast on Shabbos, you have to mase of tannis latanisay. A person that fasts on Shabbos, since he's not allowed to fast, and he fasted because he's a bitzara alfas chaloyim, therefore he has to do tshuva for fasting on Shabbos, because it's wrong what he did. He's not allowed to fast on Shabbos, it's wrong. However, on Rosh Hashanah, says Ramah, ve'ein tzorch lemase of tannis latanisay. You do not have to do a tiny slutanisay. Why? Will we say on the sheetas or hold that it's a mitzvah to fast Rosh Hashanah? It's machloikis, and we hold you have to eat. What else? Doing a fast for your tiny slutanisay, you fast your Rosh Hashanah, the mace of tiny slutanisay, that you do not have to do. Why? Will we say on the sheetas or hold that you're allowed to fast Rosh Hashanah, and it's a mitzvah to fast Rosh Hashanah? Says the Mogad Avraham in Simakuf Beches, who are din on Yalav Yavoi. Even though we have a chiyuv to eat, we hold you have to eat. But let's say you forgot to say Yalav Yavoi on benching, since we are going to be samech on the shita sometimes, according to the certain ga'inim, you do not have to eat. There's a mitzvah not to eat. And echnami won't be choyzer and won't go back and say Yalav Yavoi. Why? Because no chiyuv to eat according to these ga'inim. So again, we have machloik is according to the Eli Rabba, Vadi go back. And according to the Mogad Avraham, we don't go back. On Shabbat, the Vadi is a mitzvah, you have to eat. We'll get to that case. That's a very short case. But first, this is on Rosh Hashanah itself. Mishabru and Simakot Peches, how's he paskin? He brings down the Eli Rabba, brings down the Mogad Avraham, doesn't paskin, leaves it as is. So what does that mean? So Vazai Sabracha, Rav Mendelbaum says it means, Savach Brachas Lachol. Basically, if you're not sure what to do, you won't go back. That will be the cloud, Savach Brachas Lachol. Sure, but still saying, even the Birchus HaMozim would say it's Savach Brachas Lachol. Yeah. Maybe Mekayim Yikir Chiv of Chalda Vesavota, maybe else the Loshen of Chachomim were Mekayim. Right? Kol Moshem Peish Tov Chachomim, right? It's a Matbea Chachomim. Maybe not Yosin Dir Abonim, but maybe Yosin Dir Aiso. Maybe for this Chachomim say Yenichlami Yosin Dir Aiso. Can Zayn. Yishlayim. So fine, so let's go with different cases by benching. Let's say first you say, you've got Yalav Yavoi, you say Uvenei Yishlayim, you say Baruch Atah. You did not say Hashem. So you did not say Hashem Avadi, go back. That's partial. You did not say Hashem, everyone agrees, you go back to Yalav Yavoi. And then you say Uvenei Yishlayim again. Let's say you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Boine Barachamov. And what do you do then? So then you say Boine Barachamov, Yishlayim Amen. And in the Simakot Pechas, it says, then you say Baruch Atah. You say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shnosen Yom Tovim, La'amo Yisrael, Ez Yom HaZikaron Azeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. Mishavua holds, you say, say, in the beginning, the Shem of Malchus, say the Chassim, you say with Hashem's name. You say, from the beginning to the end, you say this Baruch Atah before you start the Tov HaMeitiv. That's what you do. That's his Shita. There's the Mogad Avraham says you don't say with the Chassimah. However, again, we go to Mishavua that says you do say Shem Hashem with the Chassimah. The Das Svadim, the Vezois HaBracha brings down, says you do not say the Shem Hashem by this bracha. Say in the beginning, say at the end. He quotes the Kaf HaChaim, I couldn't find it, and he says, Eichlam, you don't say the bracha in the beginning, the Shem Hashem in the beginning or at the end. And Tefilas Kol Peh in the Nusach Ashkenaz says the same thing, and I have no idea where they're coming from. They say also, you say the bracha without the Shem Hashem in the beginning or the end, Chura, all the Ashkenazi place can either say, you say, everyone agrees saying the Shem Hashem in the beginning. What will be the Nafkamino? Let's say you say Baruch HaTah Hashem. And you do not say Baruch HaBarachim. What do you do? Baruch HaTah Hashem. If you say Lam Deinu Chukecho, don't say Lam Deinu Chukecho. So what's the klal? The klal is, something that you chayza for, or even more than that, Shaitin explains, something that you have to be Moisiv a Baruch, then you say Lam Deinu Chukecho. You have to say another Baruch, you say Lam Deinu Chukecho. So therefore, in anything that you will be chayza for, Avadi Shem Lam Deinu Chukecho, and go back. Over here, according to the Mishnah Berurah that we say, Baruch HaTah Hashem, L'keinu Melechalim, Hashem Nosam, Shnosiyom, Toiv Lama Yisrael, you say a bracha. So according to Mishnah Berurah, you say Lamdeinu Chukecho. According to the Sfaradim, or according to the Tfilas Kol Peh, that in Echlami there is no bracha. You don't say Hashem's name, Sayin, the Psicho, Sayin, the Chsimo. In Echlami, you say Baruch HaTah Hashem, you would end off by the bracha of Yishlam Omein, and say the bracha, because you're not saying a bracha of Atala. That would be a nafkamino, what you would do when you say Baruch HaTah Hashem. So that again. So one case, say Baruch Atah Hashem Yechayzer. You say Baruch Atah. I'm sorry. Baruch Atah Yechayzer. Baruch Atah Hashem. Luchul Fi Meshavur. You say Lam Deinu Chukecho. You say Baruch Atah Hashem. Boy Nebrachamol. Kun Meshavur. You finish. You say Amen. And then you say Baruch Atah Hashem. Lekenu Melcholam. Shnosu Yom Tov Lama Yisrael. Once you start the Baruch Atah Yivam Eitiv Enech Nami, then you stop. You finish your benching and Luchul Stop Vachs Lachul. You won't be Chayzer at all. You won't say Yalav Yove at all. What exactly does it mean to say the fourth bracha? The Mishbuah seems to learn it means you say Baruch, Zehu. And according to Allah, the Chayadim says you say Akel. You say the word Akel. But according to Mishbuah, once you say Baruch, and you have a mind ready for the fourth bracha that says Chadas, and you finish your benching, and you can't go back. So now what about, this is all during the day. What about at night? Night, person, Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah, is the same halacha, not the same halacha. So Sturmbach in Shuvas von Hagis the Chelik Beis, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal that says, since on Leil Rosh Hashanah there's a Shari Tzin that says in Topkuf Pei Beis that a person, when he forgets Hamelcha Kodosh in Davening, Balailo, what does he do? He does not go back. Why? Because he's not Makadosh HaKodosh Balailo, and maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah now. So therefore the Shari Tzin brings down from Rav Avram Abali Pasbaler, that is the Avos Eish in the back of Mishnayis, bringing out from the Avos Eish, and then holds in Echlamim by Melcha Kodesh for Rosh Hashanah, if you forget it by the Laila, you don't go back. Therefore, it says in Rosh Sturmbach from Shlomo Zalman, he has a letter from Shlomo Zalman, it says, who within by Yalav Yovai, Kuli Yalma, everyone agrees that you won't go back if you forgot to say Yalav Yovai. Even the side of the Rabbah side of Mogad Abom, everyone agrees you won't go back. Shmir Shabbos Kulchosoi brings down from Shlomo Zalman Orvach, same person, and says, that the Kuli Alma everyone agrees, but Laila, you do go back. The Kuli Alma. Why? Because the Mishavua says, the whole reason the Magar Avraham says that you not go back by Yalav Yovai is because the Goinim say, it's a mitzvah of the past, says the Mishnah Berurah. However, by Laila, the Kuli Alma is also the fast. The Vat, Avalel Shalosh Shana, Avalel Shalosh Shana, Bavad, also the Sanis, the Kuli Alma. And agrees, it's also the fast. Says Shmir Shabbos Kul Chosoi, Shalom Zalman says, the Kuli Alma, Avad, you go back by Laila. So, for a while, both of them have letters from Shlomo Zalman, both wrote, told them, both said, Tistira, Atra, Motsi Koshav, Ashlishi, Yachir, Beneim. They said, there's a Bir Halacha, and Tinyana, Birur Halacha. He has a letter that Shlomo Zalman wrote to him, and also I saw Machzor Mefurish, that he writes also to him in the beginning, and he says, Shlomo Zalman writes, and says that he was Chayzer, in Echlami, the beginning he said like a Shtombach. Even though I looked later on with Shtombach's farm, he didn't change, he leaves it out that, and he says, never be Chayzer. But he wrote, to these people, he wrote to Binyamin Zilber, and he wrote to Masa Mefurish of Weingarten, and he told him, Echlami, at the beginning I said what I said, Echlami, you should not be Chayzer Balayla, Kuli Alma. However, Maskani, he holds Balayla, Kuli Alma, you do Chayzer, you do go back. So even though, again, during the day, L'chua, Sof, Vach, Vach, you don't go back, Balayla, Kuli Alma, you do go back. What do you do with the Taino, the Avos Eishin, that says, Melcha Kodesh, you don't go back? So Bishlom Zalman explains, he brings down a Moshe also in Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Ayin that says the whole pshat in the Aleph Eisim that says you do not go back to Melcha Kodesh is why do we say Melcha Kodesh? It's Yom HaDin. Al Din Shaboy, we say Melcha Kodesh. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the only time this din when the Bezal Shomat is Mekadesh, then this din in Bezal Shomailo. So it's totally in Bezal Shomat, not Mekadesh Chodesh Balailo. That's why we say Melcha Kodesh Al Din. What is the Yalav Yavah invention? It's nothing to do with din, it has to do with Yontif. It's Yontif. Nothing to do with Mekadosh Chodesh, not Mekadosh Chodesh. Right now it's Yontif. Therefore, said Shlomo Zalman, Lekula Amar Vadi, you would go back by Laila. And this also, the Salam of Shlomo Zalman, the Shuas Yaakov, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Tila Dovid, Mishas Yaivis, the same Bracha, Elof Malkin, they all say by Laila, the Kuliyam will you go back. So again, even though Shlomo Zalman, he has the Havi the Maskono, but again, all the other places say clearly by Laila, the Kuliyam will you do go back. Let's say Rosh Hashanah is doing Bechol. Question that you asked before, let's say Rosh Hashanah comes out this year on Shabbos. What do you do? So, Bechor should be telling you on this halacha. The Kohenim say it's a mitzvah to fast Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Rosh Hashanah comes down Shabbos. Is it a mitzvah to fast or not? So, the Mishmur brings down that says, the aim masiv, tainus l'tanisa, is la dafka b'chol, even on Shabbos. The person, if he fasts on Shabbos, you don't have to masiv tainus l'tanisa. Meaning, be'etim, there's no chiyuv to eat on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. Say Rosh Hashanah, loch the goyim, there's no chiyuv to eat. And say on Shabbos, there's no chiyuv to eat. Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, there's no chiyuv to eat. All the around is a chiyuv. Therefore, you have to masiv tainus l'tanisa, eat in an aveiro. So you have to tshuva and do another tainus. However, on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, the Mishavua says he's no chiv to do a tainus l'tanisoi, meaning that there's no chiv to eat on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. So it should come out of Cheshbon that let's say this year, during the morning, at night of Adi Yechoizer, because you have a chiv to eat, but during the morning, you forgot to say, let's say you even said the Alav Yavai, you forgot to say Rusei, So should you go back or not? L'chur in Cheshbon, since you have a right not to eat, in Cheshbon, l'chur you should not have a chiv to go back, and not bench over. Even though all year round would say you would have to go back for Rosh Hashanah l'chur you would not have to go back for. That should come out of Cheshbon. So I started looking to see if anyone says it. So first I found the Radiance of Shabbos article. He says very clearly that Sai Shabbos comes out on Rosh Hashanah, since after Tzai you have to be Chayzer. He sends you to my Makaris. He has to be chosen for Al Shabbos. And therefore you say Al Yovai. Once you're chosen for Shabbos, you say Al Yovai. But no, you're right. So Al Yovai, you don't go back, he says. He says, Al Yovai, don't go back. However, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, then you have go back for Ritzay, and you say Al Yovai. Says it very clearly. So, in Makaris, he sends me to, I'm not clear that exactly says it. Then I found that to Gabriel, he said the same thing. Also go back in Shabbos. For Rosh Hashanah you won't, but for Shabbos you would go back. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. And then also I found in the Nesiv as a Sefer, Derech HaChaim, in Hilchus of Mirchus HaMozim, Ois Zayin, the Nesiv already, he writes the same thing. He said, clearly you go back for it. In Cheshbon, I don't know why, and if anyone can please tell me why you should be able to go back, I'm not sure why. But the Chodesh, they say clearly in Echnami, you do go back if you've got to say your thing on Shabbos. But look up Zorchi and why.
Now that you want it, now you have to eat and you can't fast.
Why?
Because now that you want to eat and you don't feel
imminent
enough to be
machayev,
you.
Yeah, but who did Rosh Hashanah? Let's say you again. We all halacha. We don't go back during the day for Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because going back to the sheet is a mitzvah. Anis. I don't want to be misanah. No, you ate. You had a whole meal. You didn't want to be misanah. You had no aimless thing. Let's say.
But neither case
you're Masana. You ate a whole meal, but Sai Rosh Hashanah ate a meal and Sai Shabbos ate a meal. And the same halacha is not making times left in Nisi, that means you did nothing wrong. Yet for Rosh Hashanah, you won't have to go back, but you won't have to, but say, Oh, so maybe the Tziv holds that. Could be, but except the problem he's saying, who's he quoting? He quotes Paiskim. You can tell me, it could be he argues on this chelik, and makes the time for Tanisai. It's still shelters. They're two different Muslims. So, especially because the Goyish Sadi going, he says that the shelters hold is a chag, I think he's right. The Tzir says the shelters is not a chag. Machlok is Lopshan, the shelters says. He says one time it is, one time it's not. If you can answer the Lord, he said before, and he means one out Karbin and one means out Simcha. Won't be his theory. Then the best one is a chag. Right. So over here, Enicham and the Kuli Alma, over here it said the Kuli Alma mutlis anus on Rosh Hashanah until Chatzos. Everyone agrees you're allowed to. Even though it's not the Kuli Alma, the Goyin argues, it said even the Shabbos allowed to. Or even the Shabbos not allowed to. So, I don't know why it should make a difference. So forget, you're saying, you're saying the Nala fast, that's my Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. You think Kasha Mishabur. Mishabur says, A Mace of Tainus Mutan Yisrael, it's giving Mace one out. We see this more Chomer Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Fine, if the Tziv holds, not like the Mishabur, I'm sorry, if the Tziv holds, not like the Mishabur, won't be a Kasha. L'chul halacha, we hold like the Mishnah Berurah, which again, not take a real or radius of Shabbos, and hold like to go in the, with the Mishnah Berurah, l'chul they should not have to go back for Itzai. Could be an Eichan, the Sivis could argue, but then you can't pass it like the Sivis. You go against the Mishnah Berurah, punish this. Fine. Another thing by a Suda, this the Suda again mentioned before, and Dalaf, four times during the year, person, when he buys a behemoth from someone selling a behemoth, he has to tell him he sold the mother or the daughter. So over there, Ben Gershon says why? Because he says even Rosh Hashanah the chiv simchan Rosh Hashanah. Ben Gershon says clearly chiv all them time who did in Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah says a different reason. He says the reason why we eat basa in Rosh Hashanah more than other Yom Tovim, he says because simon yafah, just like we do kama simonim with Gemara Hayyus and Gemara Krisus. On Rosh Hashanah, Hudin, we eat basa out of simon yafah. Who it's not best mastir of a simach legecha. It just means why is the chiv more on Rosh Hashanah more than all the days of Sukkot? The Ayvus and Siddur says that the chiv to be marv and suda leil Rosh Hashanah more than the days of Sukkot. Sukkot says the chiv of a simach legecha. And says the Yaivis, based upon this Gemara, there's more of a chiv to marv ben suda on Leil Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah brings down Alach and Tavkuv Choftes. He says also there's more of a chiv to marv ben suda in Leil Rosh Hashanah than on Sukkot Be'etzim.
Well,
what? The Yaivis says Leil, I think. If I remember, it's Omud Reish Tezvav. The Mishnah doesn't say the word Leil.
And why would they doubt
the Leil? Because according to the Leil, everyone agrees it came fast. According to why everyone agrees it came fast. During the day, it's machloikus. It might be an inn during the day more. It's not Yom HaDin until during the day. There's only, Belayla certainly is no Yom HaDin. Yeah, but again, you should not, maybe they, too much, and they, it's Yom HaDin, yes, I did. Yeah, as long as you don't, of course, should be the same thing, but it should be the same thing as Yain. Taisu says the Mishavur and Shayat Tzim brings it down, Tov Lechotas. So to have more, to explain the pasuk, the yish be shomein, should be fanning and juicing, yishma, mamtakim should be a sweet year. So that pasuk, the shayati and tavkuf chotes, brings down toisvus shita that says al simon yafo. That's what you should be marvin suda al simon yafo. I mean, you should be makatin suda. You saw today the netek of yil say you shouldn't have the dessert ice cream with chocolate. Chura, it's not like the mishavua holds you should be marvin suda, and you should mamash have more than sukkis. Al Simon Yafel, Ma'is Al Simonim, we do come Tvorim, we bring them to the table, and we say the Yerotzen. As the Minig went to the Yerotzen, the three different Minhagim, one is to say first the Yerotzen, then to say the Bracha, then to eat it. That's Rav Strumbach says his Minig, personal Minig is. The Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham says, Fakert, first you make a Bracha, then you eat it, then you say the Yerotzen. With the third Minig, you make a Bracha, you say the Yerotzen, then you eat it. I think Lubavitchers do that. The Magen Avraham brings it down and says you should do lechatchila, even though it's not ma'akim. So again, we have three shittas: either you yirotzen beforehand, then you make a bracha, or you say bracha, then you say yirotzen, then you eat it, or you bracha, you eat it, and then you say yirotzen. Another nafkmina on the different minhagim is the yirotzen. The Mishavur says you say Hashem's name. It says very clearly, you say yirotzen mochanecha Hashem alakai alakai v'sai. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Kishulchan Aruch, Chachmas Odom, or the Sif himself, they're not knowing to say Hashem's name. Alts Issa, why does no wish to say Hashem's name? The Zos HaBracha says the Badi Lase Hashem's name. However, the different Hogim, Elu Elu Divil Kim Chayim.
So, when you have in the middle of the meal, you don't have to make a Bracha there?
In which case?
The
middle of the meal depends, so you would have to make a Bracha. And things are not, it's not Chilik of the Suit, you would have to make a Bracha.
Yes,
if you bring an apple in the middle of the meal, you'll make a Ace. Yeah. That's in your own house, your parents, they bring the apple after I'm waiting and they make a Ace. If the chelik of the suda, right, you would not. The licha shloima in Moedim, he brings down these things, he brings down whatever, marrow and carrots, he says, or carrot and other things. He says, if it's the chelik of the suda, right, he says, you would not make a, he says, Shlomo Zalman, the others won't argue, but Shlomo Zalman says, if it's the chelik of the suda, you would eat a derech of the suda, you would not make a brach on it. Enecham, you wouldn't. Now, just explain the. What the machlokes is, at least why some people say the yirotzen first and some people say the bracha first. Why should be one over another? So there's a gemara that says that la'olam yisad adam shvachah shel makom v'achach kach yisbal. First, the person first he just gives shvach to Kadosh Baruch Hu and afterwards he davens. Marshal by Shmonesra, we have a kashrus in the middle. For the first three brachas, we're saying Shvach Hashem. We're saying Shvach Hashem. First we say Shvach, then by kashrus. Slichus also the same thing. First, before Slichus, say Ashrei Shvach the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Chavadas, the Chelagalof, Badisef brings down from Karma Koimis that that's pshat. Why people say first the bracha, eat it, and then they say Yirotzen. Why? The bracha is what Shvach Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Priyates. We are giving Shvach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and afterwards we say then about Kosher Yirotzen. Says the Radisef, that's the Moshe, that's the Makar. Why Yidden are different from Goyim by drinking? Why Goyim, when they drink, let's say, each one gets a case of wine. They first they take the glasses, they say cheers, and then they drink. Chayisol, the minig is mamash shakert. First you make a bracha, you get a case, make a bracha, a gofen, you drink it, and then you say l'chaim. Says the Rav Yosef, why? He brings down again from the curse, Uli Achronim. Why? Because first you say shvach vador to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then you say bakosha Kodesh Baruch Hu, l'chaim to life, l'simcha, b'simcha. But Chayisol, we first say shvach, and then we say bakosha. So by l'chaim, we make a bracha, we drink, and then we say l'chaim, then we say b'simcha. Who didn't that's a pshat by Yirotzen? Why people first say a bracha, then they say they eat it, and then they say the Yirotzen, first say a shvach, then you give a Hidara Kaddish, then you say a bracha, a bakasha to a Kaddish Baruch Hu.
How come that the first?
Sorry?
How
come that
the
first? No, I don't know. He brings it down from Vadi Sef, from early Makaris. I don't know. No, the Maisa, if people know the Menachem Chayesa, that's what they do. People don't know they do it by Goyim. Whoever does otherwise, they see Goyim do otherwise. I don't know. Look at the Chavadah, see how strongly right. Again, he's being earlier Achronim to say this. Not himself. It's Chel Galus. I am the Maisa, why is the Minig that people are Shtrimach with Maisa, brings the Minig Fakar? He first says the Yirotzen, and then he says the Bracha. So in the Sechemet, he also brings down this concept that first you say Shvach by the first you say Shvach by Shvach, and then you say Bakosha by the simonim. However, he says, "L'maisa, it's milvus yudo. You ate al mariv, you ate al kiddush, you ate al tisado, you ate al moiti. You said shvach already. You did a shvach. Now you're middle. You're middle. Said echnami. You said yirotzen. They can say a bracha afterwards. But avad even agrees to the concept. You first you have to say shvach, then bakosho. But the stechemet says you ate that shvach. You said al tisado, you said kiddush. That's all the shvach. And therefore, then you say therefore you can say the yirotzen first. That's where the two menagim came from. Elu. People have different monogam.
That's not nothing to do with
the Bakashas. So what? Shmonesrei. The three, first three has nothing to do with Bakashas.
No, what
was
Shmonesrei?
You said Shvach. Without even eating it, you can say the Yirotzen, right? The one Gemara says it's looking at it, and the person being now, go and eat it, you can just look at it and say Yirotzen. There's no Chiv say Yirotzen beside the... You don't have to eat it beside the Yirotzen. The person can look at it and say the Yirotzen. And after being a partial halacha, let's say a person goes down, he goes to the Kaisel, down to somebody. So people, they start Akoshas right away to the Kaisel. Well, you should not do that, but that's him, you start off saying Shvach. I think the first capital of Tehillim, that capital itself is Shvach. You have to start saying, well, Shvach, anytime you ask a Shvach for something, you start with Shvach, and then you say Bakosho. They bring it down, because the two brings it down, that's the two Gemaras, one Gemara increases, one Gemara hurries. One says eating it, one says seeing it. Rishonim, some say one say another, and Shavanachah doesn't eat it. But the Paiskim says, or Shtrimach says, if you don't want to eat it, or Piskei Tshuva is being down, Paiskim don't want to eat it, you don't like the taste, look at it, the stachel alone is good enough. Could be the two different Gemaras, two different ones, the Simonim are. Could be ones for stachels, ones for eating. I'm the Gemaras.
How did it not matter? Did you make the eggs, then eat it, then
honey,
you said you want to eat it?
That's
good.
He's going on all of them. It's not that he's going dark on honey. He's going...
First
eat
it, then say
you're
up
and afterwards. He's not... I don't think he's going all cases. Lot after that. Again, Magen Avraham also. They're going all the Yirotzen. Lot after with the Purach, with the Vash. Again, this Sikumo was mentioned. Rosh Hashanah Zechag and Az Besim was Machloikis. Mishpuos only holds Zechag, and the Sikkim Laloch Zechag is Zechag. Even though you find sometimes Rosh Hashanah is called a Moed, the Chur could be called a Moed relative after Korban the Chagiga does not have, therefore it's called a Moed for Be'etzim and Zechag. So therefore, Bas Lachur you should have Atzvus Samach Begecha. Even if it's not a Chag, again the Pasuk in Nehemiah says Lachur Ichlu Shemanim. Shemanim Pashas means Bas, so you should go eat it. The Mishnah Mefush in Chulin says Avrok Mashon to eat Basar, so Bas should have Begodim. Again, either Atzvus Samach Begecha. But I guess got a Reuben. A Reuben told me, we'll say Marakoyin says Machlokes the price can buy something small. Why don't you go buy something? Or someone told me that Yisrael Chaim cries with. You have to buy something for your wife. So he told. So he looked at him. I don't know, Mishnah Berurah. It's a force of Mishnah Berurah. It's a machtav hagefer. You're trying to challenge me. Well, it's Mishnah Berurah. What do you want? So also, the Mendelbaum says bracha has a safe on Simcha. He also brings out from Scheinberg to buy something for your wife. That's him. So about again, like Ryan David said, what about can't get? You have a schus to call parkas walking into Yom Adin. Out marriage lechur, you can get married Rosh Hashanah. Out to semach b'chagecha. Out to yalav yovei. What do you do? So baruch atah. We say baruch atah yochoyse. Say baruch atah Hashem lechur kun mishbu yisalem denu b'chagecha. Say baruch atah Hashem b'inei. You finish off and then you say the special bracha of special bracha. Once you start the fourth bracha, lechur al tzav bach lechur yinachoyzer. That's during the day. And at night, vada yachoyzer alacha. It would say if you miss during the day. In Cheshbon, I would say not to go back over the place. You can say you do go back. Tzorachin. The Yerushim, the different Hogim, when you say it, before or afterwards, you say Hashem's name, not say Hashem's name, Elu Elu. However, the reason why some say the bracha first, are saying Bakosho, saying Shvach before Bakosho. Meister, it is Yimei Adin, and Rav Helman, I heard him say a couple of times, that a person's life, Bez Hashem will have 120 Yimei Adins. The most important Yimei Adin that a person can have is when he's a bracha, before he goes out. That's the most important Yimei Adin that's going to affect you for the rest of your life. This is the Ikki Yimei Adin that you're going to have. Why? So he tells that true, when you go out to Shaduchim, you can try to find your Zivug. Whatever you want. But he sees that the Ikki is Mamash, the Tefillah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ikki is all, it's all Kol B'dei Shemayim. People try, and Avada Shtal is the right thing to do. But Maisa, your wife, whatever you get, that's going to be effective the next 100 years. This is it. This is it. Mamash, you made it in. You can try whatever you want, but this is Mamash, when a bacha is Chaim v'moves b'yodoy. It's Mamash b'yodoy. It's Yimei Adin now. And if a person says, when I was a bacha, I heard this shmuz from him, when this is Yimei Adin, and Mamash, you have to work on this Yimei Adin, especially before you're going out, and Dam Nekash Baruch Hu, to get the correct Zivik, the one who will give you Chaim, the Chaim Lunetzach, and Tak Mizrecho, to Lashon Toiv Masukho, Chsiv Chsimu Toivo. Yeah.